Hello everyone, welcome back to the MBL News Podcast. Back for another episode, and we've got some good news this week. The main man has returned himself. Big Aiden, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you back on board.
We got him out.
To our listeners.
Got him out of the bunker, yeah. But it's good to have you back.
I'm not trapped in like some suitcase, like the bag of green, but I'm all good. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had you on board. Jackson, yourself, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy that we've been able to arrange the release of Aiden.
From Canberra, it's Sydney. It's when we last recorded.
You're killing kayfabe. You're killing the business here. Let us tell the story. So we got him out. It's actually good to have you
fortune.
Back.
Nah.
Yeah.
Thanks, good guys. To have another person on board to give some opinions. And let's start off with the Sydney Kings here. They're the team that is probably most talked about at the moment. They're out of form. Two losses on the weekend to Melbourne and Brisbane at home as well. A lot of people are not happy with the way Mahmoud Abdul Fattah is coaching at the moment. And as you can see, you watch them play and they look not like a team. They don't look like a team. Their defense is absolutely horrendous. They look completely different to the side they've been in the last 2 years under Chase Buford. And it all happening at Sydney at the moment. They're in some trouble. Aiden, you go first. What are your thoughts on the Sydney Kings at the moment?
Well, is this deja vu? We've seen this with Perth when ScoMo took over. Sorry, Jackson, to bring this up. But being successful a while, a new coach, and trying to win at home. I think, you know, Perth struggled to win, what, 9 in a row? They had to only win one to at least make finals on the way home. It's not, like, the same, but it reminded me, like, the storylines of what happened that season. New coach, after being successful for a few years. That Melbourne loss hurts a lot, like, that margin. Like, the Brisbane one, you can kind of say they were at least competitive. The United game, they were in that game for most of it, and then... like fell away, was probably the most disappointing thing for all Sydney fans.
Well, I'll go to you, Jackson. Do you think they were competitive in that Brisbane game at all?
Well, they came back in the fourth quarter, but watching that game, it was like Brisbane allowed him to get back into that position. Like the fact with Abdul Fattah, and we've been talking about this 4 weeks, is that he cannot nail down a rotation. He cannot nail down five guys to close the game, or, you know, at least six and one guy's on the bench every, whatever, couple of games. And it's just like, they don't know their best five players. Like, they've started Sean Bruce recently. They've started both Galloway and Tui with Hogue and Hunter. They've started Valentine. They've moved Valentine to the bench. They've done everything. They've barely played Angus Glover some games. And then for some reason, they play him 20 the next. And it's just really confusing. And they don't know what to... like, he doesn't know what to do. And it's like, Gorgon's available. We talked about this last week with Tatum. But Gorgon's available. You know, you could get him next year. But, like, it's just really odd.
I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago as well, about Sydney. Obviously, we know DJ Hoog is out, but we've seen him at the start of the year. They can win without him.
They were better without him, in my opinion. But...
They can win without him. They got Alex Tui, they got Jalen Galloway to fill those positions, and Kurt Noy. But the thing we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, when they were still losing a couple games in a row, was the impact of Bolden and Valentine and what they bring. Because, as I said, they're NBA, I don't know if you count them as veterans, but they've got
experience.
Quite a lot of NBA experience compared to the rest of the players in the competition. Bolden was was playing minutes on a playoff team 3-4 years ago. Valentine is a notable name in the NBA, I would say. And these guys are getting...
when he says notable name, he means a 2K player, but anyway. Sorry, continue.
Notable for the wrong reasons, I guess. But
never forget that jump shot at the end of the
game. That's what I mean.
Anyway.
But Bolden and Valentine, those are two guys that need to step up. And I don't know if it's whether you need to start him or not, but the Kings were praising Valentine for his, what did he have, 25 points in that win against, I forgot who they won against, but he had like a 25,
Cairns. I think it was
27 point game
Cairns.
against Cairns or something, right?
Literally like a near
And
double-double.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's, it's
Yeah.
like, I hate to bring it up all the time, but it's like that David Ware game for Sydney when he hit that game win against Perth and he dropped like 20 or something and he was on the brink of being sacked and he saved his season somehow and ended up being pretty inconsistent throughout the rest of the season. This is the same with Valentine. I don't think he's been near to getting sacked, but he has one good game and then they hype him up and think, oh, he's got to be a major impact and help them get wins. And then he comes back to this form. You look at on the weekend, 10 points and 7 boards against Brisbane and then against Melbourne United, 8 points and I guess 8 assists. But you look at those stats, they're pretty
Yeah.
bleak. But then you also look defensively. If you watch your games defensively, he's probably the worst defender on the Sydney Kings. If you watch those games, he doesn't know how to play a zone.
Would you call
He
it him
allows
playing defense? I don't think, like, when I've watched, I don't know if he's playing defense, to be
he
perfectly
allows
honest.
guys like Sam McDaniel to walk straight past him. Tanner Cribbs, I think, at the start of the game, that Melbourne game. He's like he's not fast. He's not hard to let you go by, and he's just allowing it to happen. Same with Bolton as well. He had that good game against Perth earlier in the year. Splashed a couple of threes. Some people were saying, oh, maybe he's in consideration for the Boomer squad. And now what is he? He's probably averaging like 6 points or something in his last five or so games. There's no production from these guys at
Crypto's
all
gone
when
back
they
to his
should
hair.
be production. And this is the question I'll ask you guys. One of you can
Yeah.
answer here, but is this because of themselves or is this because McMurdo is not giving him the right style, the right amount of game time, right starting for what is the issue with these two guys specifically, you reckon?
We have to be both, because the player has to buy in, and then, the coach just got to put them in the right position to, But I don't know. I reckon it's a bit of both. Like Valentine right now reminds me of what Nader should be like coming back from injury, like a long term off the bus. Like, but Valentine's been playing like he didn't have an injury coming towards this. He had played probably in a G League last year.
Yep, you did
He
play
should
this
still
first.
be
Yeah.
in, in condition at least. Like when I watch
And
him play, I
he
haven't
stayed
watched.
healthy the whole year, I'm pretty sure. I
Yeah,
don't think he's missed a game.
like I haven't watched much lately, obviously. But I feel like he's just lacking energy. There's no like he gets around his teammates when it's time out. On the bench and on a court, on icing, he just doesn't have that, I hate to use this word, that dog in him like the former City Kings players do. But something's different. They just don't
Yeah, I agree. They
perform.
don't have that energy. They're looking down.
No.
They're as
Cooks and DJ brought that energy to the team. Like maybe Cooks more than
this.
DJ, but there's no hunger. They're
Yeah.
not.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 100% correct.
They think they're going to have it given to them in a way. Like I didn't want to compare them to the Perth Deja Vu thing, but. It's that kind of vibe when they're feeling complacent and they're just not trying as much. I don't want to say they're not trying, but they
It's
think it's
because
going to be handed to them.
I don't know what the reason that
They've
is
got the
for.
talent to resurrect this. No
Yeah,
way.
yeah. This
They're
is this
definitely, but
is,
just, I don't
and we're not saying they're completely out of it. This season's
know.
over, because they're
No.
still fourth on the ladder. They still had some
Anyone
really good
can
wins
still
throughout the
win this,
year.
to be honest.
There's still well, there was times this season where they were the clear second best team in the league, early in the season when Perth was down. But now it's just like they've hit a fork in the road and they really need to turn things around because it's getting to that point where I said last week with the Breakers, it's this is where the point where you need to be in form. Coming into the finals,
When they're playing Adelaide this for the first game on first, that's gonna
because
be
you,
that.
yeah, that's a
Sorry, go.
must win. Because you look at when Sydney won, when they won their championship 2 years ago, their first one, the first back-to-back championship.
Yeah.
They started off the season horribly, but they ended up
Yeah.
that regular season was sensational,
Yeah.
led to a unreal. I think they were undefeated in the finals, and
Well, like I
they
said,
were
we
in a
were referees
championship.
before.
That's that second year as well, last year. They're pretty well solid throughout the year, but they stayed consistent and they were good at that back end of the year again. And they end up advancing as well to win the championship. So these next few games are so important for them,
They
for them to
can't
change
go
the
0-2
season.
this
Yeah.
weekend. They have to go
Yeah.
at
How they're
least
going to
1
win,
and 2.
especially against Adelaide, bottom team,
Yeah.
you have to win that game. Jackson, you got anything else about the Kings? Before we
Yeah.
move on?
So Aiden mentioned the Perth Morrison year comparison, and I think that's the actual wrong Perth comparison to make. So take your mind back to last season when it was John Riley's first year as head coach of Perth, and Perth had the best offense in the league, and Sydney has currently one of the best offenses in the league, without doubt. I believe in their offensive system, it's great, but their defense is the worst in the league. And I see this exact same thing with Sydney, where they're just sliding doors, and it's not great to watch. Like with Perth last year, you had Brady Manick just being like a statue on defense and not doing a lot. Then he'd go down one and jack a bunch of threes and then run back down and allow somebody else to score. And it's like Valentine's a very similar situation with that, but obviously different positions. But JR got him to the point at one stage. It's like, right, we're just going to play seven guys and that's going to be it. We're going to be playing Ty, Corey, Rice, LT, Manic, Thomas, Wagstaff, and that was it. And then maybe, Norton came in for that play-in game, but that was the seven or eight that he played. And Sydney need to get to that point where it's like, right, we're only going to play X, Y, and Z, and everybody else just warm up the bench. Like,
All right, let's go
you
for the
know, they need
names
to
and
play
talk
their
about it.
best players, and they need to find out who they are real quick.
Well, which eight would you play right now then?
Okay.
I'll
Adams,
give you eight because
obviously.
it's, yeah, because.
Okay. Yep.
Now,
So
give me your. Yeah, actually, yeah, give me eight. Go.
Adams,
Go.
Valentine, Galloway, Tui, Hunter, Hogue. Who else do they have? Glover,
Is
and
it annoying?
one of Noy or Bolden.
Say Tui?
Like,
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
I
a
said
Tui.
Tui.
Yep. Yeah, no, I couldn't disagree on. Yeah.
Like
But they
Glover
haven't played my worst.
went from being almost grand final MVP to riding the bench this year, and it makes zero sense to me. Like,
Yeah, I
he's
don't
playing
know why
14
they're
minutes.
like they talk about Sean Bruce as a leader. He's been an
And
influential
he's getting
piece of
paid as
the team.
well. He's
Yeah,
getting paid by Sydney to sit on the
Glover is.
bench. Like,
This is what I don't understand. Like, Sean Bruce is a leader. I understand. I think he's the captain of the team and he's been influential the last few years. But why is he starting over Glover? Why is he starting over Valentine? Why is he starting over Tui? I don't understand. Hey, even throw, you know what I wouldn't mind? Even throw a tall lineup there. Go Adams, Galloway at the two, Noy at the three, Bolden at the four, Hunter at the five. Throw something spontaneous. That might help your defense. Having Bolden and Hunter under the rim may help your defense because if
Well, I've
anything
got a question for
happens,
you both off this
you
too.
still got Timmons as a backup in case.
Well, because I haven't watched as much. Has Callaway looked a lot different from the back coming back from injury? Or is he the same? Has he looked the same?
He hasn't been the same, but he's still been the same
Glimpses,
athleticism. Like he's shown glimpses
yeah.
of the player he was before that shoulder injury, but like he's not the same, but he still has somewhat the same impact at times. Like he's still in Sydney's best five players, without a doubt.
Just wanted to have that down it.
Right, let's move on to the next topic. Alex, injury 2 to 3 weeks, hip injury due to, I don't know if yes, he slipped on a decal, but I don't know if you can blame it. I feel like they've really fixed that problem now
Yeah, it's
compared to
always
a
bad
couple
than it
years ago.
used to be.
No,
That was every week of us, everything we were talking about.
yeah.
I
I think
remember.
it, I don't know if it's the decal or not. Normally, the court, like courts just end up being
It could be
slippery.
like a new decal that was placed that just hasn't been worn out. That's what I'm
But
thinking,
yeah,
but I don't know.
did his hip. You obviously don't want to see that with potential number one pick here. Number one on multiple draft boards at the moment, ESPN, Bleacher Report. It's crazy to think how far the NBL's come that a guy off the bench that's averaging 9.6 rebounds is a potential number one pick in the draft
Yeah.
of the NBA. But 2 to 3 weeks is the injury, and everyone's saying, oh, it's time to shut it down. You know, what's the point of risking injury when he's got this high ceiling? Jackson, I'm going to go to you first. What do you reckon? Shut it down or keep it running? Why stop?
Bro said he's not shutting it down, so I believe him. But that was before this injury. Like, Danny Mills came out and said he is not shutting it down. Sarr came out and said in a presser after training, he's not shutting it down. Like, John Reilly's pretty confident he's not shutting it down. And the thing is that all the guys that have shut it down in quotation marks, you know, as in NBL Next Stars, have been like when the season's far over and they can't make finals, like in Giddy's situation with Adelaide, or they're American. Like LaMelo Ball in the first year, like played 9 games and then left. Harry Froehlich tweeted out legit the other day saying he wore the moon boot on his wrong foot. Like,
that's crazy.
And then RJ Hampton shut it down. And New Zealand almost made the playoffs that year. It's not like his season was over.
No, he could like,
but RJ's personal season was over, in my opinion. Like, I know.
But like everybody that has, you know, ended their season early has been, you know, an American, and they believe this, you know, other philosophy. Well, you know, Sarr wants to win. Like, that's one thing about this situation. Perth are second at the moment, and they're what, a game and a half ahead of Tassie in third? Yeah. And it's likely that they're going to, well, it's not likely, but it's likely that they're at least going to be in a top three position at, you know, come the end of the... Yeah, touch wood. But, like, you know, with their position at the moment, they're, what, 5 games off 500? Yeah, if they lose the next 5 in a row, they go 12. They go to 12-12. And, like, Sydney's 10-10 at the moment. So,
And the funny thing is, if this decision was on Sarr to say, do you want to keep playing? Of course he still wants to play. If this was on Perth, do you still want him to play? 100% you still want him to play. It's always on the agent. Look at Giddy. When you play to that late, oh, I just want to finish off the season with them. Nah, you're done. There's no need playing. That's probably the same as LaMelo. It's probably the same as RJ. And I absolutely despise this topic when people say, oh, these Next Stars, oh, let's shut them down. They're highly ranked. They're, you know, yada, yada. I hate this topic. I hate this discussion where it goes, let's shut it down. Oh, is it time to... And I hate bringing it up, but it's a must to talk about still. But I hate just talking about it because it's so dumb. Like, what... Like, just played them. Like, I understand they're signed for a year. And it's like, what are you shutting it down for? Yes, they have potential number one pick on their name. But what are you shutting them down for? For safety of injury? For if another injury happens because you fall down the draft board? Or if you don't return well from the injury? Like, I understand those circumstances. But you're here for a year. That the season is short in the NBL. Like, you got a couple months left, Alex.
Well, when you say 3 weeks, he's got two more. When he comes back, he's got two more rounds and then finals. Like, it's not like...
Exactly. It's like, it's not like...
And then he has a, you know, a week off because of the FIBA break as well. So
and
it's
there's
like,
extra games in, but anyway.
And you look at if his season, let's say it finished in the around March, April, right? Late March. He's got like... 2-3 months until he gets drafted, and then it's like a month after that he plays summer league, and he's probably got 3 months off for then training camp. So it's, I just always hate this topic of let's shut it down.
I got, if it was a more serious kind of like looking injury, like if it looked a lot worse than it appeared, that I can get for showing that down. If it looks like it's a real bad injury, then if you want to recover in time. But the hip didn't look too bad. Like, I know for
a sign. They're signed for a year. Play them. I hate this topic. Especially this one about, I understand LaMelo one, they're out of the season. I understand Josh Giddey, I guess, that like he wanted to play.
Well, Josh Giddey at the time.
It was like two games left. So it made sense. But like this Alex Sarr one, people saying, oh, let's, I don't, this, like, why? Why are we bringing this up? We are bringing it up, but like, I hate.
It shouldn't be a conversation.
No, it shouldn't.
You're signed for the season, and the, you know, there's like what, 3 months until the draft from when finals end. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah,
the club's not even paying you as well. The league's paying you like to be a next up. Like,
yeah. And I think it's always the player and the team always want them to keep playing. Maybe not the team sometimes, but the player always wants to keep playing. Obviously,
well, it's not like it's going to the cap as well. They're not paying like stuff that goes outside. It's
silly, but. Let's move on. The Illawarra Hawks still in form. We had a whole thing about them. I want to go to you, Aiden. They had they're now fifth after an absolute shellacking in front against the Phoenix, which is fair enough. I mean, Phoenix had literally zero players, but their
They did what they
FIFA,
had to do, basically.
yeah, it's crazy that Illawarra are now under Tatum. I think they're 7-2 under Tatum, 6-2, 7-2 under Tatum, and they are now fifth. And a couple games they've played three less games than Sydney, and they're two games behind, two less wins than Sydney. So if they win their next three, they will be in the top four. So they are in some fine form. It's crazy to have to see them fifth to think, because I said my hot take when Tatum took over, I said they wouldn't win a game under
Yeah,
Tatum, and
you went
they're
that
now
far.
fifth.
We looked
They're now
at you. We were
fifth
like,
from 10th to fifth. So, and you didn't get to talk about it last week. I want to hear what your thoughts on the Illawarra Rise and Justin Tatum.
Yeah. Well, I would have said to you guys that at the start of the season, like, even if Jacob was still coach, I'd be like, it's Harvey's team. Wherever he goes, they go. But you look at guys like Gary Clark stepping up. You guys got the guys that are on the bench, Hong Jong Lee, he's got 15 points on the bench. Like they did what they had to do. Like, following for me is still very hit and miss. He has his moments, but he's looked a lot better. But, like, it's not just one player in this team. This is what I like about this Illawarra team now. It's not just the. Like, Harvey had 7 points. Like, that's all I need to say. Like, you have Robertson growing, Clark step up. The last few seasons, if Harvey was missing, the Hawks were genuinely missing. Like, I know they had injuries and everything, but it was like Harvey's team, it's win or bust without Harvey. If Harvey plays well, they go well. If Holly's playing like shit, they're gonna lose by a lot. They're playing really well. I'm just surprised like how well everyone else has stepped up in their new roles. Well, not new roles, but refined roles in a way.
And that's the one swear word you get for the rest of the season, Aiden. No
Yep.
more swear words,
Sorry,
mate. That's
everyone. But it
no
was
more
in
explicit. We
context
get
though.
we, you're allowed one per season. That's
Per
enough
season.
from you. All right. Nah.
It's a late night hour of recording.
Jackson, you got anything to add about the Hawks on the weekend? We talked a
Yeah.
lot about them last week.
How are they fifth?
Yeah.
Like, this is legit come out of nowhere. Like, they were 10th. They were dead last, what, like a month and a bit ago? Like, it wasn't that long ago that they were last, and now they're fifth. Like, Tatum is, like,
Yeah,
I know
as
that.
you actually has your mind changed,
It
Jackson?
has, actually.
It has changed
Like,
a week has changed. And if you
his.
didn't hear, he said
Oh
not
no.
to re-sign him. He
I
said
said
he's
not
still
to
in the
re-sign him
honeymoon
because
period.
Gorge is available.
Yeah, and
But
he's no,
now I
he said he's
believe
still
that.
in the honeymoon period.
No, I would have
Most
said
of
the
the
same thing.
honeymoon period.
I would have said the same thing. So no, I'm on with Jackson with that. Like I said to you guys, it's either Harvey's team or nothing. That's what I used to think, but now I don't think that.
So after the Phoenix win, your mind has changed. Is that what you two are
No,
saying?
I'm saying
Or is
my
this
mind
Jackson
changed
saying
because
that?
someone stating that the other player stepped up around Harvey. Like, Harvey only had 7 points. If Harvey had 15 points,
But
I
Jackson,
probably would
you're
still.
saying because they only beat the Phoenix by 38 points. Is that what you're saying?
Is
This is
that's
what
what
I'm
he's
saying.
saying?
Last week,
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm
Look,
hearing
my
from
mind has
Jackson.
changed on the whole honeymoon period thing. I will
Thank
say
you
that.
very much.
I believe
It
that
should have been
period
last
is
week, yeah.
over.
Should have been last week. You joined the boat, joined the
If
island a
they
bit
can knock
late.
off Tassie at in Tassie, I will join the Illawarra train and I will try myself to Illawarra again. Just to go watch him play.
Like, I
Actually, I
tweeted.
shouldn't say that, but like I would watch it more closely than I should.
Like, I tweeted this morning, each team's run home. Well, this afternoon, each team's run home. This is what Illawarra has. At Tassie, at Brisbane, Cairns and Adelaide at home, at Perth, at New Zealand, no, versus New Zealand, Brisbane at home, at New
Anywho,
Zealand, at Sydney, Perth at home, Melbourne away.
yeah,
Like
that's the last day. Yeah, Melbourne.
that run
That's
home is very
that's.
difficult. Like, that is,
No, I would say that's
I wouldn't
pretty,
say difficult. I'd say it's a
I would
five
say
out of
that's
10.
about 50-50, I say maybe.
Well,
I think that's pretty fair.
you have Perth twice, New Zealand twice, Melbourne
Yeah, but New
once,
Zealand, it's been. Yeah, that's what I
Sydney
mean.
once, Brisbane twice. Like,
Brisbane are
that,
hit and miss too.
like I said, they
yeah.
beat Tassie on Friday night. Oh, what a train. Beating Scott Roth in Tassie is hard to do. Phoenix did it Christmas Day, but that's a different story.
I still want to, as I know where we trying not to be
I don't
biased
see
here,
them
but I
finishing
want to
top
see the
four. I say
Hawks. knock out the Kings in our top four in a couple of weeks' time. That would
Nah,
be
I'm
that'll be
gonna go
ridiculous.
5-6 for Hawks. I can't see them finishing top four unless wins around them. And yeah.
We'll quickly touch on the Adelaide 36ers upset against United. United lose two away games now. Do you look at it as any troubling signs at all? I mean, yes, they beat the Kings, but they lost to Cairns on New Year's Eve. They lost to Adelaide, obviously, on the weekend. They got to play New Zealand in New Plymouth, by the way. Love New Plymouth. Best city in New Zealand. Air shout out to there. Went to a game in 2020 against
Is
Kings.
it even classified as a city, New
I don't know.
Plymouth?
It's a regional city, but I
It's
love
a
it.
regional
Love
city.
that they're playing a game there. Wish I could be out there. Shout out to all the New Plymouth
I thought you
fans
were being
if there's any
sarcastic at
watching.
first, to be perfectly honest, but
No. I
no.
went to New Plymouth to watch Kings Breakers in 2020
I've got a
before
question for you
COVID. So.
both, but them. Is it the bigger guys they can't handle? Can Illy and Dilly not handle the bigger guys? Like when you think of Cairns, it was Miller and McCaw and maybe Armstrong and Cole that got around. Like Cairns. Adelaide had DJ and Kel on them early. Is it the bigger guards? Is that a weakness on them? They can't guard the bigger guards? Like more
Jackson, you want to
built
answer that?
guards. I don't know.
No, I just think it
I
was the
want
way
to
that
say.
they beat him. Like, Cairn shot the
No,
lights
this but
out,
the second game. But like I'm
but Adelaide also shot the lights out. Like, when Dejan Vasiljevic is legit putting 15 points on you in the first quarter of a basketball game, you know you're in for a long night. And then Trey Kell had what, 23? Like, that is. You know,
another
you
triple double
can't.
close.
I think
Yeah.
aren't we expecting Illy and Dilly to shut them down? That game against Sydney, there was two best players for United. Aren't we expecting them to beat those two to shut them down each game?
Well,
Well,
they
you expect
should
them to shut
be.
down one of them at least. One of them should get beat, beat.
But like sometimes an offensive player just has a night
Well,
and
my
they
friend
and
told
you
me,
cannot be
yeah.
stopped. Like watching Vasiljevic in that first quarter was like, you know, you can put a hand in his face, you could put body contact on him all the time. You could legit be 1 millimeter away from from the ball, and it will still go in. Like
Was it
that was
like
just
like his
ridiculous.
Phoenix game last year when he's dropped like 10 threes in a row? Well, for
Like
me, for the thing when this, I got told like I didn't watch the game at all. So I'll be honest. My it's like Melbourne lost to Melbourne. Like Melbourne shot themselves in the foot at times. They weren't playing Melbourne basketball in talking marks. But I don't know. I feel like it's still like they still rely on Chris a lot in this team. Like 13 points. He oh no, I
Like
thought I heard that
we
wrong.
said they're the best team in the league. They've
Yeah.
still got so much to work on, and this is the
Yeah.
thing. Like, we say they are they're obviously the best team in the league still, but like you got to remember that run through November, December, they were all home games, and now all of January they got this kind of long road trip, and this is what's tough. This is you've looked at the years previous when they were a successful team when they ended up making the grand final. Those January runs
Yeah.
really determine where this team is at. And if they're not capable of being successful in this run, like if they're losing to teams like Adelaide and Cairns on the road, Adelaide at least, like that's the bottom versus best team. Like you should not be losing that game, no matter what. That's a little bit of warning signs for me come playoff time because those road games can mean a lot. And then they get their confidence. We've seen with Tassie, they come back and they beat them in game three. And you look at that Sydney Melbourne series in like 1920, Kings beat them in game three as well, even though they smashed them in game two. So this is the period to
I
really
don't
determine
want
where
to.
they're
I don't
at.
want to plan too far ahead. But if you're United next season, are you getting? Because Ariel is obviously not going to be in the team this year. Are you looking for like an input 5-4 or 3-4 like that? Because when Travis is not on that team, they seem a little not lost, but they struggle without him a lot.
Yeah, I think they
I
failed
feel like
to
that
feel that
Bowen
void.
isn't. You can't really Bowen like was
This was
solid
their
and.
problem last year. Why they were so bad last year. They didn't have a power forward. Caroline was not up to it, was not a
Shooting
power
guard.
forward.
Carolina's a shooting
No.
guard. It's more forward. She
And
was that short.
they signed Marcus Libert. I mean, they did well with Marcus at the center,
I
but
will
they
say
didn't
this, though.
have.
Newly played well last year. He hasn't played it at all this year
They
because he's
just didn't
played.
have that true four last year. And
No.
this year. went out without Travis. There's been in that game against Perth when he got injured as well early in the year. They lost that game too when he was out. I think that it's crazy to think, but Travis may be one of the issues in this United squad.
In
To be
terms
fair,
of the mid
Bowen has
available.
been stepping up a lot at that four
Yeah.
spot,
But I have no
but
one back to back him up. That's what I mean. Like, who are you going to put
and
as back?
exactly, that's a great
Like,
point.
Newley's great, but even Newley's not a true four. Like,
No, he's never has been. I don't know why at United he started playing there, but
if Ili and Dili didn't go off on against City, they would have lost it.
yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see if Travis returns how different this team looks, but they
But
don't
that's what I'm
keep
worried about. If Travis gets caught up next year, the strategic planning is going to be, you
yeah,
need to.
if they don't get a couple wins on the road soon, worrying signs may be ringing. At finish off here before we go on the rapid questions, Tassie made a few roster changes that did surprise me. I am absolutely shocked by these. They signed Todd Vodanovic. I thought he was still playing in the Philippines. Obviously
That
not.
finished.
Something happened there. No,
No,
there's
that season finished apparently.
I don't know how it works. There's a new season starting up there. I think like Dwight
There's like two
Howard's
seasons in
playing
one
there.
season. That's what I
I don't
heard.
know
And
how it works. It's some basketball leagues are just like run real. It's like the G League as well. They started the season like last week or this
they
week.
had their summer showcase and then they go off for a month and then they go back. It's weird.
I don't know. But anyway, Vodanovic is back in the league. That's a huge addition for the Jack Jumpers. Maybe that's the thing that they're worried with Magne still, so they have to sign. What a six big! I think it's a replacement for Majok Deng, who's there for like 6 weeks. But like, when
That's
everyone's
what
back
it seems
healthy,
like when they said they signed him, but I
they got
don't I
so many bigs now. Like they got the power forward. They got McVay,
Kuzlovic, if you want to count.
Majok Deng, now Vodanovic, Jared Bairstow,
Besto.
and at center they got Lee Magne Krizlovic. That is seven power forward slash centers. Well, McVay is the power forward, but seven bigs that are on the main roster. And
You
their
know what they say,
guards,
Evan?
their
Go
backup
big or go
guards
home.
now. I think they upgraded Barker for Deng as an injury replacement, but when Deng comes back, their guards are Shaun McDonald
Who's been
and
great? Oh, you forgot one big.
who
You
is a
forgot one
backup point
big.
guard in this league. Yes.
Majuk.
He doesn't play for them. No, he doesn't play for them
I don't
anymore.
even know what he was signed for, to be
No,
perfectly honest.
and they're now they don't have a backup shooting guard. I guess you can say Drimmage, but
You do.
he's a three. Steindl,
Walter Brown.
yeah, the
I mean, he
like
showed signs in the World Cup, so I'll give him that,
this
but
is
I
what I
don't think
mean.
he's.
I don't know the intel why teams don't like Junior Madrid. It was the Phoenix last year, they didn't keep him. I really like him as a player. Like he's capable of dropping. I know it's NBL One East, but capable of dropping 50 points in the NBL One.
Like the guy played for South Sudan at the World Cup.
Yeah,
Like,
and
what
he was.
else do you
Well,
need
he
to?
barely played in that team, in my
I
opinion,
know,
as well,
but he
so.
was on the roster. He got selected. Like, that's more than enough to say
And
he's a good player.
what college did he go to again?
Hawaii.
Yeah, and he was pretty solid there from what I remember. So
He's a good 3-point shooter. And he's a good guy. I've
he's
worked
a
with
good player,
him.
and he's only 26 as well. And he would have been in the race last year for
The old rookie of the year.
Rookie of the Year if it didn't get changed. But I don't know if you know Aiden, why are they getting why is Jack Jumpers getting rid of him? Do it because I love him as a player. I think he's a fantastic player, but why are they getting rid of an important guard piece and never played in this season to Jack Jumpers and release him midway?
Wouldn't be able to tell you, but I know from when I've worked with him because he's come down to, you know, do some kids clips with me. He's been good. He's really good with the kids. Here you
Yeah,
go.
this is what I don't understand. Why does I like
It must be a
they
trading
keep
behavior or
Jared
if or something.
Bairstow over him? I know, I'm sorry. I keep hating on Jared Bairstow, I'm sorry,
Think
but
we've
the
all hit
guy's
on
been
Bissett
playing
ever since.
well recently.
Sorry.
He was
But
plus seven last
Bissett's like a
game.
one in a million player, in my opinion. Like, he plays on a, like, I don't know.
But
What about
I
Madrid?
don't get
I don't
it. I
think
love
Madrid gets a
Madrid.
second chance by the sounds of things.
I don't know. I like Vodanovic is a great move. I love bringing in Vodanovic. He's a great piece. He's a champion of the Sydney Kings. Was in the back-to-back grand finals on different teams, but I
Former
just don't understand.
NZNBL MVP as
Yeah,
well.
he's a fantastic player, Vodanovic.
Him
Great.
and Majuk Ding are like if
And yeah, they're
Phoenix
great
needed backup
pieces.
four, like as in like last. I know Madrid ended up going to
Yeah.
the Philippines, but. It's weird. Like their fours are good. Like they're fine in the big part,
Yeah.
but I have too many bigs in my
So
opinion. Like I don't know.
I don't know. I hope Madouat finds a team. I don't know whether that's probably not this season, but next season, because he's a good player, and
Does
I hate that.
the well, could they move back Vade back to the free? Is this why they've signed him then?
Who?
Make
No.
Vade back to the free. Or is he
No.
truly is it purely now
No,
for
this is what I mean. Like, you got no main roster. I know McDonald's basically a main roster player, but like, they've got no main roster backup guards now, other than their guards are Crawford and Doyle. I guess you can count Drimmitch and Stein can play it
like
two at times, but I
it's
don't know.
weird.
They're right. They always make weird. This is what I mean. Like, they make
To be
these.
fair,
See
they
the
had
start of the
another.
season. They make these absolutely absurd rosters, and you look at them on paper, and you think, "What is that? What have they created?" And then they end up being an absolutely dominant side and making the finals each year. So
Well, they lost
Scott Roth must know
Trey
the plan. I don't
Edge.
know.
Well, if you were suggesting they're going to move Magnate, not Magnate, McVeigh down to the three, like I invested, as many people should, in Spatial Jam Plus this past week, and I've had a look at their four-man lineups. And Tassie's, well, the league's best four-man lineup on plus minus is Drimmick, McVeigh, Crawford, and Doyle. And then their best five-man lineup is you chuck in Lee or Magne, who's been very good. But like
Fair enough.
those four plus a centre have been the best in the league, like in terms
No,
of their
I
production.
don't doubt their production, but like in terms of like depth, you know, it's just
Yeah. That's what I
like
mean.
what
Yeah.
it's gonna it's so it's like not anything I can think of.
Because
It's
if
just
Crawford or Doyle
injured.
touch wood, it doesn't
Well,
happen. But if they get an injury of some sort, whose backup
I
guards
reckon it's
step
a
up then?
Doyle one now. The Crawford one, I think he's
Or
still
even
or
in a
turn
game, if they
into
get fouled out, if they get tired now, especially Doyle, like who, like
that's the one I want to go with Doyle.
what's the
Doyle one,
plan
I
there?
think you can replace. The Crawford one, I feel like McDonald's starting off like
It
last year,
yeah.
so I wouldn't trust him.
It's I don't know. They'll figure out a way. The
Doyle,
thing
I don't
is,
know who you've
we
got.
say this, but they're still gonna be a good side and figure out
Yeah.
what to do. So
Someone give some score or some
it's
more
confusing moves,
stars.
but it'll work. Let's do these rapid questions. Will Anthony Lamb stay in the NBL next season?
Depending how he goes well in some league,
Ah,
I'm
yes or no, my
so
friend. Yes or
no.
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 No, it's been
Yes.
a while, but
Oh, you said league. Yeah, sorry, league. Yes, I thought you meant brokers. No,
no,
NBL
NBL,
league.
NBL.
Yep. Melbourne and
Perth and
NBL.
Melbourne locked in the top two.
No.
Nah.
Will the All NBL first team feature all guards? Lamb
Yeah,
included as a
I
guard, I
forgot we can
guess.
do this now.
Nose bigs.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait, no, wait, let me think.
Quick,
No,
rapid. No.
no. Well,
All right.
certain who's around.
NBA question here. Will Duop Reef get a guaranteed, guaranteed for multiple years contract deal with the Blazers?
He should, but I have trust issues with that organization and their front office, so probably not.
I'm gonna say no. He's going to chase a bag somewhere and then get better money.
All right. And will Gorgian coach in the NBL next season?
Yes.
From my sources, yes. I don't trust this on
From
you guys. I
your
don't.
sources, Aiden.
No, my sources on
You
you
haven't
guys, so
been
I
here
don't.
for a month and you got something to drop, eh?
No, I'll just text Gorgian to see if he wants to jump on the pod again. He
Yeah,
didn't
he
reply last time.
hasn't.
He hasn't come
He
on.
didn't want to come on. Anyway, tips for the week. Tips for the week. Here we
Starting
go.
tomorrow or
Where are we
today,
up
depending on when
to?
this comes out. Sorry, this will
Wednesday,
come out.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is Wednesday. I don't know when this will be released. But Brisbane, Tassie in Brisbane. Interesting game to start us off. Who
I'm
wins
gonna
it?
go Brisbane. I'm in Brisbane Island with Liam at the moment.
Sobey's game time decision, so I'm going Tassie.
I'm going Tassie as well. They must get a win here.
But Tassie
Whew.
should win away. Yeah.
This will be an interesting one. Adelaide, Sydney.
I'm going Adelaide.
I'm going Adelaide.
I think DJ's gonna
Vucevic,
want to have a
he's got to
big
go off.
game.
He's got to go off. He's got
Yep.
to have 30. Aiden,
He
you on the
wants to
same
break
boat?
that 3-point record. Orbis train. Let's go on
Let's
an
have the
Adelaide
first
train.
hot take together. I noticed Sigma doesn't run anymore, but let's all run with the same hot take. Vucevic to drop 30, Adelaide win. You on board, Aiden?
Yeah, I'll just say 20 plus at least. Can we go 20 plus?
No,
Just
we're going
not
30.
30. Go big
30.
or go home. Fine. No, that's
New
fine.
Zealand, Melbourne. New
It's in
Plymouth.
New
Love
Zealand?
it. New Plymouth, mate.
New Plymouth is right. And they're coming from where? Adelaide. I'm gonna go New Zealand. If Travis
What's
plays
the.
Mel. So yeah, if Travis played Melbourne, but if Travis was playing New Zealand.
What's New Zealand's record in New Plymouth? Does anybody have those stats?
Oh, I do remember they beat Sydney the game I went. That was a
Again,
fun game, but
wait,
right.
is it because I don't remember these games? Is this the one with like the high school court kind of looking one?
Yeah.
The
There's
one
not
where
proper seats in there.
the
It's
bash that got Brennan actually played in.
Oh, I know that
But
already. Yeah.
is this one?
Yeah, when Brendan Ashley got thrown out, I was yeah, that was the game.
Ah, this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand.
I'm going New Zealand as well.
Not because of that. I just wanted to clarify in general. Like, I
Look,
did
we're
that.
just going on vibes here. No real basketball talk. We're just talking about the arena and the vibes it
The high
gives.
school arena. Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, New Zealand.
Tassie Illawarra.
I'm all aboard this Hawks train with you guys. So, Hawks. And there's a Hawks win. They're like, I'm having top
We're
six.
on this Hawks train too. And I'm going to
Yeah.
stay on it. I'm going to
I'm
stay
staying
on
on
it.
it
I'm
because.
going to say they beat Tassie. Because Tassie, you got to play Brisbane on the Wednesday and then fly back to Tassie on the Friday. Illawarra don't play a game before that. I'm going to say Illawarra and win that.
Well, the thing is with Illawarra is for me, like I told you, Harvey, it's not just Harvey's team now. That's why I have the faith that they can win without him going off.
Cairns, Adelaide in Cairns.
Hang on. I didn't say.
Oh, sorry. I thought you went Illawarra.
No.
Oh, he's off the
Here we
train.
go. He's got.
Paper should be Tassie. But
But the
screw
thing is,
it, Illawarra. We're all on the Hawks train
the thing
here.
about the
No,
Hawks is they probably get in on
see.
Thursday
See,
and
see,
have a shit around on Friday. They'll be fine. Sorry, continue.
well, Perth got into Auckland the other night at midnight,
Let's
so
stop with the
like.
flight and the. Let's just. Cairns, Adelaide. Cairns, Adelaide, and Cairns.
Cairns. I'm gonna go.
I'm
I'm going
going
Cairns.
Sorry, Adelaide, your
LA,
two game
LA
win
gonna
streak
be
is gonna
partying
end.
too much of the DJV.
The DJV
Perth.
legacy game.
Oh, is this the next question? Perth,
I think the
Phoenix in
next question.
Perth.
I feel like it's actually
Not, no, we
Sauce and
said
Brown could be
next
back.
question last week about the Adelaide Melbourne game, so we can't do this ever
Well,
again.
no, to be fair, every time we say next question, it's always been an upset on an hour and a half. So
Yeah.
we can't say next question.
But I'm still
So
going to
we're
Perth
not
here.
doing it.
Either way,
Lawson
I think
Brown, Nader should be back.
Brown, Nader, and Williams might all be back. So
Who else do they have
Perth have
out?
a history of struggling against Southeast Melbourne when Williams is playing. Like, I don't know why, but
And
like,
playing the
home.
Phoenix in Perth.
And yeah, with
Yeah.
Jesse Wagstaff, missed out.
Also,
Oh,
to
the
the
streak ending.
Kyle Landon
Yeah.
went
Oh,
crazy.
and I'm going to go with Perth,
But
but it's I
I'm
think,
still going to go
yeah,
Perth, though.
I think Perth should win.
Well, if you look at this, it's been win loss against the loss, like the last few games. So Perth are due to win this game in terms of recent history.
Brisbane
Sorry.
Illawarra in Brisbane.
I'm still on this Illawarra train. Sorry, everyone.
I'm going to say Brisbane, though. I'm going to say Brisbane get the win here.
If Sobey plays, yeah, I might go Brisbane, but Illawarra for now.
I think Brisbane as well
Yeah.
should win
Brisbane should
this.
win that. And
Should. Keyword is should.
Sydney Breakers in Sydney. This will be an interesting one.
Breakers. Let's go.
I'm going to say Sydney still.
Zion cheating, my man, is going to play well in this game and drop 20 plus.
I'm going upset too. I think Sydney will win that one.
You're saying Sydney winning is an upset? Has
I
it
don't know
gotten to
what.
that point with
I
Sydney?
didn't. No, I just. I said opposite. I didn't say upset. Sorry.
Oh,
Opposite. Yeah,
okay,
it's not
sorry.
upset. No. It's
I think this is in
relax.
terms
The
of
Sydney hate
close.
this week is settle down. Let's not anger the Sydney fans.
Right,
Let's not get
what's
them
the game
grumpy.
around? What's our game around? Is it Adelaide,
Game
Sydney, or is it New
around.
Zealand, Sydney?
New Zealand, Melbourne, and Duke Plymouth, mate. Best venue in the.
It's still what? Oh,
It's
my
good. You got the volcano in the background. You walk up to the stadium there next to the race course, and you
wait a
got
minute.
the volcano in
Is
the
this a game
background,
that.
and then you got the beach a couple about 10 minutes down the other way. Beautiful spot, mate. Love it.
This is the day that Tatum went off against 10. Jayson Tate went off and made himself heard in NBL, or is this a
I
different
think so. I remember him in the locker room. Remember not in the locker room, in the hotel.
presser,
Everyone was staying in
yeah.
the same hotel afterwards, and he was having a good old chat with some I don't know,
NBA
people.
people.
So, New Plymouth.
Maybe Jalen Galloway needs to go off and
It was a Jared Weeks game, though. I remember Jared Weeks went
Chad
absolutely off.
Weeks.
So
Jeez Louise.
it's got to be a.
So this is the yeah, this is the high school venue that I'm thinking about, yeah. Well, not high school, but it looks like a Yeah, it's a terrible gym setup.
It's a small venue. It is small.
It's worse than Stade Basel.
It's small. Yeah, it's just a small state basketball, but it is in a really nice spot. Really good city.
Okay.
Anyway, enough of the new Plymouth talk. You guys got anything else to add before we sign off?
Good to be back.
Hopefully we'll see you back again next week, my friend.
Yes.
May or may not tease that I will be doing NBL1 commentary this upcoming season. To be confirmed, but
just don't.
I think it's looking very likely that I will be
on
your KO freebies screens.
Sharif O'Neill. Get it going, mate.
I wish I was doing it.
Still
hasn't
been announced, so I don't know why.
Well, you'll be I think you're hosting Waverly though. That's the theme. So
maybe
I'm not doing Waverly.
No, no, but you play against Waverly.
Play it when you play against.
Yeah, I know. It's one of the early ones. That's a tease to who I may be doing it with.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to confirm or deny which team yet.
Because he could not get it, but keep him up. Next.
Oh, it's like bang.
What?
Say he won't
because
get
I
it.
Could not get it.
Okay.
Well, what? No, I said you've done a lot of commentary. You've done clutch. You're on the. Yeah, you're doing.
He's on the rise.
I don't know what. I did say anything.
I thought you were disrespecting.
No, you're
him.
On the up, my friend. You're the next Joel Peterson or Jack Heverin, I guess.
Oh, I was gonna go Jack Heverin, but anyway.
I prefer to be Jack, to be honest.
Okay, Jack. Time to go bold.
Anyway,
at least I'm taller.
Okay, that's not hard.
That's a sour way to end the podcast. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.